Aleph, Sif Aleph, page Ayin. Hanoisei Masoi. Din Hanoisei Masoi, Echinek Betfil. Hanoisei Masoi Al Roshei. This is not so shkiach for us to be doing. In Arab towns, they carry things on their head, but most of us don't carry things on our head, right? So, Chayla's Tvilin Shal Rosh, Achi Yose Amasi. Ever carry Yigin Shal on your head? Not yet, okay. Still, we're not going to have it today, yeah. Okay, so if you carry something on your head, Chaylet Tvilin Shal Rosh, Ad She Yaseh Amasa, you take off the Tvilin Shal Rosh till you finish carrying something. Let's see the Mishabura. Anoise Masa, is that Mari B'chol HaYoyim? Le B'shas Kishma V'Tvila. Not B'shas Kishma V'Tvila. That's Tam Asav Ayin L'Kamon Simen Tzad Zayin Sefer. Al Roshah. V'munoise Masoi al yodai b'mokoim tefillin. If he carries weights on his hands, b'mokoim tefillin, the mistama mechusenein v'leka gnai. Over there they're covered. There's no gnai. Ain't tzach lachlitz. You don't have to take it off. Ki im b'sheyesh b'hamasa arba kabin. Unless it's that heavy, the oz mistama tefillin reitzat zaydeze. So he's telling you, this halach is only b'shal rosh. Tefillin shal yad is normally covered, so you're allowed to carry something with it. That's another shmuz. That's not etzim. This issa. Here we're dealing with a real. You shouldn't be doing it. So he's telling you by tefillin shel roish is where it's a problem if you're carrying something on your head.
Two different mitzvahs. As long as you can be mekayim yishal yad, he's saying keep it on.
That's not what the mishmuz. Mishmuz coming says, let's say you're carrying something on your hand. That's okay.
I know, but the whole.
Yeah. Take off your shirt. Keep on your hand. Yeah. Yeah, but that's what he was just saying. Yeah, but that's not this issa. That's you're doing hagvi, doing glila. Also, that's not mikadin. Chaylech tefillin shal roish, Dr. Mishabura. Vim yachal lesalik hamasil litzdadin shaloi b'makom tefillin. If you could go ahead and move the masai, the weight, what you're lifting to the side, not makom tefillin, mashal prima gadin, the mutter. There's no problem to be carrying something over here. When your tefillin's over here, it's only pshat on top of your tefillin. You're carrying a mattress on your head, so over there you're carrying on top of your tefillin. So that's the problem.
So how about we'll be on the tools then?
Should
we do a little starting? That doesn't matter.
No. Mikamakam im yesh b'zeh behem masa abakabin near sheyesh lahachma abakai gabin. But he's telling you that if you're carrying something that big, then it's automatically us. I am b'seisim. Ulahitzi zevel al roshay to take out garbage on your head. I fill him at v'afill litzdadin asa. The Bechol Gavni, even if it's on the side, it's also the Bechol Gavni Havni Bazeh Bezoyin the Tefillin Shal Roish. That doesn't matter if the garbage is mamish on top, because tam it's bezoyin is that you're carrying garbage with your head while you're wearing a tefillin. Im leik shemisalik azat Tefillin Shal Roish me'alav shari after noisel shayad. Unless you take off the Tefillin Shal Roish, even though you're wearing shayad, that's okay. V'mitzel lahisi zevel ayad. If you want to carry garbage up by your hand. Even if the tefillin are covered with clothing, zevel is always a problem. So you don't carry out garbage while you're wearing your tefillin. Again, most of these halachas are negated because we're not wearing tefillin the whole day. During davening, why should you be doing
this? Can you put tefillin on your head?
That's what I'm saying. Hell, you put garbage on your head.
Is there issur to walk with an dalon amis of garbage?
In the animal garbage.
Meaning, is there an issur to walk with tefillin in close proximity of garbage?
Oh, that's another thing. The makam amatunafais could be a problem.
To even go close.
To go close, yeah. So that's why people that wear tefillin outside, that's a pasha to walk past the garbage cans. Because garbage cans might be a makam atunafis. So too saying brachas. If you're in a late to davening and you're running to say brachas, and let's say you're walking past garbage cans, it's all big machlekes about this. So it depends. Sometimes, oh, this garbage, no, there's nothing in there, no. I'm talking about, but the garbage outside, so they smell. This is nothing. Right. That's what I'm saying, no matter the family, you can never die, but with something else. Or something.
But the garbage can, even if they smell, if they're covered,
so a lot of times anyway. It's open. Even if it's covered, sometimes it becomes bechefza, a makum zevel, so it could be a problem. Okay. No, not for now. Yeah, but akapanim. So here we're telling you lifting weights, and the Mishabru is mechadish to us also that garbage, that's us. So again, it's kamat not negay to us that you should be carrying something on top of your tefillin mamish. Fine. Zakt the Mishabru vayte. How did the mitzvah bachim? Oh, one second. Va'afilim mitpachase asa aniach ala reish sheyesh by tefillin. Even yishmatis is asa to wear on yishal reish, which has tefillin. Aval davar shadaka litem b'reish kegoyin kaveya imitz nefes mutter yehat or kaveya imitz nefes is mutter. That's normal. That's not a bizayim for the tefillin. Zakt mishbiru mutter sifkot dalit. Avdu munach ala tefillin ein bazeh bazayin la tefillin. Even though it's laying on the tefillin, it's not embarrassing. Why? Kivan shu derech malbush. That's a normal way to wear things. Therefore, it's very negeya. Your talus on top of your tefillin, even though your tefillin shorosh is supposed to be begalui, that's not really a problem. It's not considered a weight on top of the tefillin. There's another Indian that it should be begalui. But here we're talking about this issa of putting something on top of the tefillin. Achem kaveh gedayla. If you have a very large hat, yizor shekayved da kaveh liyase es tefillin makam yoyalehem. Make sure that the large hat should not move the tefillin from its place. The hat, it's on the gate also. So today the bims are getting smaller. You will have no problem. But it'll get big again. Right. Chaim Pinchas Shambig used to do that always. Chaim Pinchas Shambig wore tefillin all day.
Many peers, no?
Many peers? No.
Sitzes.
He wore tefillin the whole day, and I think even. Really?
Yeah.
Who is that? That's the Guyan people? That's those people? What's his name? Zilberberg? Could be. Yeah, because I think Talmidei HaGra used to do it. Today we don't really find. Meshamat Kakab wears tefillin a lot. You see people wearing tefillin a lot. But not the regular. Chutzlaz, we don't see that. They what?
Yeah, people here will learn you have to daven for quite a while.
Okay, that's film. It. That's a very chashuv thing. Why not? But I'm saying in chutz la'aretz it's not. We don't see that a minute. Okay. Zokter Mava fila hachiyim and masek kaved abar kaven vatvilin et chakas tzarich lasiyim. If it's a heavy weight, which is four kaven, and the tefillin are getting squashed, you need to take it away.
In the hat.
Yeah. Zokte neshabu. Hey, abo kaven him chafei l'troyes sheshoiklum by a kesef b'Prague. That's how large it is. Nitchakes impushes that tefillin zazim kaim l'gam. It's not that the tefillin get pushed from its place and completely. Ve'menachin kedin. The bezeb shita she'aser. Then it's pashut. It's aser. I feel it myself in kal, even though it doesn't weigh that much. Although it's lemish menachem b'mkaiman, it's in its place. B'doichik machas amash shemunach aleim mekatzes b'mkaiman. Bach Michael being in Zeb with Snefes with Kaveh, he's Michael by a hat that won't do that. Like upon him again, he's not really the most not really arguing on anything, on what the Mechaber just said. If the tefillin on the chakas, then you should remove it. Okay, again, this is not really negated to us because the only thing that's negated to us is a hat or the talus, and we're saying that's anyways not a problem. That's because like the Mechaber says that's davar shadaka litam b'reisha. Zokt. No, it's never like a tchilu because you're supposed to be able to see the tefillin. No, yeah. It shouldn't cover the tefillin. No. There are people that do that, but it's not like a tchilu. Simen mem beis. Imutu l'shanes tefillin shal yad l'sharesh. This is right to not negate so much, but we'll do it. Gimel sifim. Also l'shanes tefillin shal reish la'asoysan shal yad. You're now going to go ahead and switch the tefillin shal reish to make it, to use it for tefillin shal yad. Afil elikach ritzua mehem. Velitim b'shal yad, also even to take a ritzua from it and put it and use it for shal yad, the ritzua shal yad, to use it for yad, is also. Zakhtim b'shabu, yad. Afil ein lo shal yad, v'yesh l'shayim shal reish. Still, shal reish has more kedusha. Ritzua, pashdu adin natik ha-miyuchad l'shal reish. D'gamu b'chal tashmisha kedusha k'ma ritzua, which is very negeah. A lot of times, you can go ahead and use the backs of the shal reish to the backs of shal yad. You ever had that? By mistake. You went ahead and used the backs of shal yad to the backs of shal reish. The outside backs. Right? You're switching it, right?
Why?
Right, so
that's
Mabakush.
It's not a problem.
One second.
As long as you do
the
shal reish, I think the shal yad.
One of them fit.
Yeah,
one's bigger than the other.
He's telling you that it's basically just as Kaddish as the Ritzua.
He's saying it's also Tashmisha Kedusha. So Tashmisha Kedusha, you also have a problem. So you shouldn't use the shel reish for the shel yad.
If he left with nothing, you should literally use nothing?
You don't need anything.
Okay, right, then, but I'm saying you want to protect it. Shouldn't get, I don't know, anyways. You better off not doing anything.
Yeah. Mehem, Rika Chatzua Mehem, Kasa Magan Vam, the Nifzik of the Tzua Shel Yad, Samach L'Kesha, if the Tzua Shel Yad got ripped next to the Kesha, next to the knot, also L'Hapach Reish Ha'achel L'Maila, B'Mokim Meshul Chazik, V'Lasa Baya Kesha Shel Yad. You now to go ahead and be Mehapach the other side, because next to the Kesha is more Kaddish. So therefore, you now to go ahead and be Mehapach it. V'Achatikha Shoye Baya Kesha Yikshe Akhe Atal Azul L'Mata, D'Maridoy Mikdushasai, because that's Mered Bikdusha. What's next to the backs is more Kaddish. Kimon Shoye Baya Kesha Baya Yud, V'Ata Yasa Baya Kicha says, boys, till now you had the Kesha, the Yud, and now you're using it to the bottom. So don't go ahead and switch to the Tzua again. I'm not going to be in the gay, hopefully, to anyone. Ela Oysa Chaticha Tzicha Gneza. That piece needs to be gonus, put in Shemus. Many of the two is a ruch kolkach, and if the two is not that long, as I lay as a kich is kolkach, some yad, you won't do all seven, nothing wrong. Chem is a reish, and nipsik ma shemaka for reish.
Right, so what's he going to do, retire?
Yeah, then, and move up what was here to here.
And eliminate the piece.
And eliminate that piece, that's what he's saying. Don't use that piece for the other side. Chem is a reish, and nipsik ma shemaka for reish. Also, lahapach ma shabatech ha-kesha, shiyuchutz ha-kesha. You can't also, what's in the kasha, to use it for outside the kasha.
So that's the if it gets smaller or bigger.
Exactly.
No, so the talk kasha means retiring the knot.
Yeah.
But how about the mitzvah that I'll be told?
That he doesn't say so.
What?
Doesn't say so. Im nifzika yitzvah shereish mi vachutz la kasha, v'yoytza l'mashcho lo yirida l'mata, kidei shiyei yitzvah shleim v'ashem avu la ma'ayla b'sim l'am gimel, yeshem d'yachil lo yirida af b'shamer k'tas m'kdushasa. That's what you were just saying. If you're going to go ahead and tie it, and now it's going to come out that part of it's going to be out of the kesha, you're going to make it tighter, so part of it's going to be out of the kesha. Sharei makay ma kesha yiyu talu lamata ein zay yada. Da kapanim ba'isach haticha yiyu kesha.
So it's okay.
Yeah. V'gei shayim d'gam zay ein enochen, da kapanim ikik tzas yada z'kdusha, it's going to be a yada kdusha. Fi d'vei mu'adim shal yad, nusik ha'chu shal yad samach la kesha, afilim la yitza likshal lamata la haticha, shanipsik ha'af b'kein, don't turn it over to make the kesha. Till now it was close to the kesha. If you're stuck and you're going to go ahead and through that, it's soft over there and you're going to go and it's going to rip. So therefore he says, is a welcome to be Mekel, but again, he tells you look at Chila not to be Mekel. And if you're holding by there today, you should please buy yourself some new Ritzuas. Okay, we'll stop here.